Yeah.
May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ. Ain't somebody glad this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Know a little something about the love of Christ.
Yeah.
Oh my.
For the message of justice.
Come on, preacher. That's good. How have we come this far? Exactly right.
Yep. Yeah.
is this the third church building that you've moved into? 8 years later, you're in a metal building. You're growing. God's working.
Come on.
God's blessing. God's moving. God's bringing us. God's growing us. So that we can grow. We're here to do one thing.
Yeah.
His light shining.
Yes. Amen.
We see the body. And as there was a call on the preacher, there's a call on the people. This is this morning. The call.
Boy, it's good.
To get to the church. To get for the church. To be faithful to God. Faithful to a preacher. Faithful to church. We see here this morning.
Boy, it's good, Bob.
Support the local church.
Yeah.
Where I'm putting me up. I hope you're putting yourself.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. All of us. It's all of us. Good, brother.
Amen. How we made it this far, it's by faith.
Yes, sir. Sure is. Sure is.
That we are sitting on a church pew.
Yes, sir.
It's by faith. We're serving him. Hebrews chapter number 11.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to read a lot of scripture right here if that'll be all right.
You're fine, brother.
Verse number 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." He says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And here in verse number 4, we start finding instances. Many times in our Bible, men in our Bible, by faith this morning we see it. Verse number 1, he said, "By faith, Abel offered unto God a
right.
more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witnesses that he was righteous, not testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaking. By faith, he was translated that he should not see death,
right.
and was not found because of God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony."
Yes, sir.
"That he pleased God."
That's right.
Yes, sir.
But without faith it is impossible to please him.
That is right.
For he that cometh to God
right.
must believe
that he is.
Come on now, person.
That he is a rewarder of them that diligently
seek him. That's right.
Is it Matthew? We said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God."
Yes, sir.
You said it.
All these things.
By faith this morning
shall be added unto you.
But without faith it is impossible to please
That's
him.
Exactly right.
Right.
How we got to where we are this morning by faith.
Man.
God has come to you this morning in times in your life. And I'm going to slow down right here.
You're fine.
God's buddy. Come to you in times in your life and told you this is what we're going to do. And God begins to work in our life. And God is trying to grow us and mature us. And there is things that take place in our life.
Yes, right. sir.
We don't understand.
Right.
Things happen. We go through things. God wants to work on us. And we may not understand them, but it's by faith.
Amen. Yep. Yes, sir.
By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen,
right,
as yet moved with fear,
yes, sir.
Prepared an ark to the saving of his house,
that's right.
by the which he condemned the world
that's
and became
right.
heir of the righteousness which is by faith. And so we see this morning is by faith. We We see here where it says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. And so we see, secondly, this morning, we see that the fear that we do have, sometimes fear, when it comes down to faith, sometimes we find ourselves fearing of the outcome, we find ourselves fearing of what's going to take place. You see, when Stillwater Baptist Church was being sorted up, I say this morning, there was a lot of fear.
Yes, sir.
A fear of what is?
Yes, sir.
A fear of, is it going to work?
Yes, sir.
A fear of, is people going to show up?
Yeah.
A fear of, we want God to be in this place. We want God to be in us. We want God to dwell among us. We want to flourish this morning. Fear. But can I say this morning, for God has not given us the spirit of
fear. That's exactly right.
But a power and of love and a sound mind.
Amen.
And God will take our fear this morning and turn it into faith if we'll let Him.
Yes, sir.
How have we made it this far?
Yes, sir.
We see here, we see that the fear that we have is overcome by the Spirit of the Father, which we find of the Holy Ghost this morning. And ain't somebody thankful for the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
He dwells in us this morning. And when I accepted Him into my heart and salvation, His Spirit became indwelling Spirit and came inside of you and I this morning.
That's right.
Faith. We see fear this morning. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. God turned his fear into faith. We see it says he moved with fear. And everything God told him come true. And everything that God had told him was going to take place, we find that it took place.
Yep.
But guess what? God took care of Noah. God blessed Noah.
Yep.
Noah moved with fear. Noah was scared of what God was telling him. No doubt there's things that take place. It scares us. It puts fear in us this morning.
Right.
And we need to fear God, and we need to fear God's man this morning. But I'm talking about a different fear. It's done the same this morning.
Yes, sir.
Fear.
Yes, sir. Boy, it's good.
Our faith to grow this morning, there's got to be things take place.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It causes us to lean more on Him.
Yes, right? Sir. That's right.
We see, I got a hasten on, I want to wear your patience this morning. We see faith, we see the fear, but then we see the fight. How have we got this far?
We've had to fight.
How have we come this far this morning? It was by faith this morning, but it's by fighting this morning.
Yes, sir.
You're fighting day in and day out.
That's exactly
morning.
Right.
You're fighting for the Stillwater Baptist Church. Your preacher this morning, he's laboring for you. He's fighting day in and day out. He's fighting when you're not looking. He's fighting when nobody's around. He's fighting to stay on time. He's fighting.
That's right.
Keep Stillwater Baptist Church. An old time religion. I'll fight the same with the King James.
Yes. Yes.
This morning we see there's a fight. How have we come this far? Somebody's had to fight. Somebody's had to wake up.
We're going to to fight to keep it too.
We're going to fight. I don't mean this one. Hands-on fight this morning. We find spiritual fighting. What we see is the preacher's fighting. We need the church to get with the preacher and fight this.
Amen. Amen. Got to fight.
Jeremiah said, send you away.
Yes, sir.
We need some more this morning. How have we got this far?
Right.
Somebody's had to take a stand.
Yeah.
We know, no doubt, the preacher's had to take a stand. And honey, this morning it don't all fall on the preacher.
No, sir.
Right.
There's got to be a church that's willing to get in there and fight.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Fight for your man of God, but then fight for the church.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Right.
First Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life.
Yes, sir.
Whereunto thou art also called.
Right.
And hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Ephesians 6:12 says, for we wrestle not.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
Against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take of you the whole armor of God.
Yes, sir.
That you may be able to withstand an evil day.
Having done all.
Having done all to stand.
You're going to have to stand.
Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth.
Truth. Holds it all together.
Having the breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Amen.
Above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts.
Oh, yes.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Amen.
How have we come this far?
Fight.
We've had to stand.
Mm. Try.
We've had to fight.
Yeah.
Right.
Had to stand on the King James.
Come on now.
Had to stand with the book.
Yep.
With the book. Stand on the book.
Yep.
You got a preacher this morning that's standing. You got a preacher that's fighting this morning. And he's fighting for the Lord. He's fighting for the church. And he's fighting for you this
yes,
morning.
Right.
He's fighting for your well-being this morning. He's fighting. He's laboring for you and your soul this morning. The stand. Fight the good fight. Can I say this morning?
Long preacher.
There's times in your walk, you get beat down.
Mm-hmm.
You get discouraged.
Sure.
You get weary in the battle.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Times in my life, if we'll all get real honest this morning, times we just don't know how much more we can take.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes it seems we strive to do what's right. We strive to live for God. We strive to walk with God. We're striving to be faithful. We're striving to stand for the church. Sometimes it seems no matter how hard we try, things just keep rising against us.
Yep.
Paul said, I press towards the mark.
Yes, sir.
The prize of the high calling. Now, I encourage right. this morning, continue pressing on.
Amen.
Don't quit this morning.
Right.
Keep on standing this morning.
Amen.
Fight for what's right.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. It's good, brother.
You want God to be here this morning, and He is here. You want God to say and to continue abiding at the Stillwater Baptist Church, you're going to have to fight this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
You're going to have to stand for what's right.
Yes, right.
You've got a preacher that's doing that this morning, but you've got to get with your preacher this morning.
Amen.
Got to do it together, yeah.
have made it this far safe. And God, turn her fear into faith. How we've made it this far standing for what's right. You see, I don't want to get off this morning, but if we'll stand for Him, He'll stand for us.
Tell it now.
There's numerous times in our Bible where we see men and women stand for what's right and stand for the Savior and God.
Yes, yes.
For instance, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Right.
They stood for what was right. They stood for what they believed. They stood for what they'd been taught. They stood for the way they would live. They stood for serving God. They wasn't ashamed of it.
That's right.
And God took care of them.
Right? Amen. Right.
How we've made it this far. This morning, stand.
Yes, sir.
Church family this morning.
Yes, sir.
The family that's near to our heart is church family this morning.
Amen.
Well, I don't know how you feel this morning, but back at Skyline Baptist Church, I love my church.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I love my family. I love my blood family, but there's times that it seems, Brother Josh, that I'm closer.
Oh, yes.
My
we say that here, too.
Amen.
We say that here, too, brother.
Yes, sir.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Amen. Church family.
Thank God for the family.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
God, I got a family.
Church family.
Bless the Lord.
Their own blood family. Yeah. Flipping around this morning.
Bless His
name.
We
are a blood family this morning.
Yeah.
Because the blood of Jesus Christ has come this morning. Now we got this morning as our church family. And this morning we find in Ephesians where it talks about how we're all family praying together this
right.
morning. Each and every one of you this morning, you have a place here at the church. There is a place for you. We're all
yep.
family praying together. You may feel like all you do is you come in and you sit down Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. You may feel like you don't have a lot to offer. But let me tell you what you're offering us is your faithfulness.
Yep.
Each and every one of
means the world.
Yeah,
means the world to me. Just be faithful.
Sometimes church members they get wrapped up in what I don't do much.
Right.
Come on. You're doing more than
you got that right.
More than you know. Just
you got that right.
You may not can sing. You may not. You may all of us can sing this morning. But you may think I can't play an instrument. I can't sing like so and so. And God's not calling me to preach. I can't do this or do that. But you know what we do? Is we be faithful to Him who's been faithful.
Amen.
We're all fitly framed together this morning. The importance of being faithful.
That's good, brother.
Matthew 18:20. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Can I say this morning, the Stillwater Baptist Church, there's more than two or three this morning that's gathered together.
Yes, sir.
And you know what we find this morning? He said that we're two or three are gathered together. They're in the midst. I am. There's a family this morning that's gathered together. We come in unity this morning. We come to do one thing.
Yep,
and
yep.
Worship Him. Can I say most importantly, church family, we need each other. We need one another. I need you.
Yep.
And you need me.
Amen.
The importance of family. The most important of God is here.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Thank the Lord.
Ain't you thankful this morning that we are fitly?
Amen.
Praying together.
Yes, sir.
And we do need one another this morning.
Sure do.
You never know who may be watching you.
Yes.
You may never know the one person that's depending on you, that's looking at you, that you don't even know about. Right.
Yes.
Right. Her faithfulness.
Right.
And I see the favor.
Oh, yes.
We enjoy.
Yes, sir.
Favor we take pleasure in.
Yes, sir.
It's given by the Father this morning.
Amen.
God is favoring you this morning. God is favoring me this morning. If we're not careful, sometimes the devil will get blinders over our eyes. God's favoring us. You look around the blessings of God.
Yes, sir.
The favor that comes, the favor that God shows us, that you attend a church where God's people is.
Yes.
Where God's power is.
Right.
Where God's presence is.
Yes, sir.
The favor this morning, Psalms. Psalms chapter number 5. Verse number 12 says, "For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield." Well, sir, how we've made it this far. This favor brings us back to faith.
Mm.
Psalms 84, verse 11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield."
Yes.
"The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright."
That's right.
So we see this morning.
Come on now.
This rolls us back to faith this morning. His favor on us is if we live right, we try to serve him. We're trying to fight the good fight of faith. We're trying to let his light shine. We're trying to be faithful to him, faithful to the church. We're trying to serve him.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us that if we walk upright, he will not withhold from us.
Right.
Can I say this morning, God's favor is on you this morning.
Yes, sir.
God's favor is on the Stillwater Baptist Church this morning.
Amen.
Look around at what all God's doing in your church, in your home, in your life. I look around in mine and I find God.
Yes, sir.
Through his blessings.
All of it.
Brother Josh, I'm almost through. I hope I ain't preached too long.
You're fine, brother.
Three more little things and I'll sit down. How we've come this far is faith. God is here this morning. God is going to get us through.
Right.
By grace this morning. We can go to Romans 5, and I don't want to wear your patience this morning. We can go to Romans 5, and we can preach on grace for men in Ephesians 1:7.
Right.
In whom we have redemption through his blood, even forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. God is here this morning. We can go to Genesis creation, how God is here and what took place. But as God is here, God's going to get us through. We find grace and mercy. And then we find this morning that God is here. Grace, God's going to give us through with grace, but then glory is coming this morning.
Oh, yeah.
John chapter 14 this morning. I'll read this, and Brother Josh, I'll be through. John chapter 14, he said this morning, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Just keep on believing in him this morning. He'll never fail. He's never once failed me. Ain't somebody glad he's going to show it off? In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I'd go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, in the way, you know. Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we don't know whither thou goest, and how do we know the way?"
Right.
We find the scripture says, Jesus said, "I am the way, of the truth and the light. No man cometh unto the Father but by me this morning. And if we'll remain faithful.
Right.
Yeah, he sure will.
Ain't somebody glad that God's been faithful? When I wasn't always telling faithful. He's always been there. He's always been the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Think about this. God's been so good to me. God has been so merciful and graceful to me. God has been so good to me. I want to try to spend my life.
Yes.
Serving Him.
Yes.
If nothing else, because of what all He's done for us, and that's everything this morning.
Right.
But think about this. If God's faithfulness to you and I depended on how faithful we were to Him.
Mm. Be in bad shape. Be in bad shape.
Look good in my shoes. You think about that this morning. I'm glad He's always been faithful.
Amen.
How we've got to where we are now. It's by faith. And it's by standing. And if we'll stand and if we'll walk right and we'll serve Him. Serve your church, serve God, serve your preacher. Serve the church. And serve one another.
Yep.
Yes. Serve one another.
Yes.
How have we come this far?
Oh, that's good.
It's only by Him.
Yes. Amen.
It's by the grace of God where we are today. And I say, thank the Lord. Continue to press on. Thank the Lord.